Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Love to shop and eat? With a dozen food stands and even more local vendors, there's always something fresh, friendly, and fun at the Markets at Hanover. For hours and events, visit marketsathanover.com.
Hi, I'm Sister Geraldine Schmidt, and you're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist.
One of the things, a story first to begin with. As a child, I used to get quite distracted, a small child in church, and I would used to love to play with my mother's rings, her wedding ring particularly, her engagement ring. And I used to put the stone up next to my eye and play with the colors of the light as it bounces against the different facets of the diamond. And one point, in one Sunday, I can maybe, when I was 5 or 6, I tapped my mother on the shoulder and said, "Why did God put the colors in the diamond?" And my mother kind of went, "Shh, be quiet," after church. So when we get to the car, I went skipping in and I was like, "Okay, so tell me the reason why God put colors in a diamond." And my mother turned to my father and said, "Do you want to try that, answering that question?" And my father said that a regular diamond doesn't have the color, and a person who works with diamonds cuts it in a certain way so that the light bounces back in the different different facets of the diamond, making rainbows. Just like light bounces across a raindrop, and we see that. And I was okay with that. That reminds me of one of the saints that we celebrate within the Diocese of Harrisburg, and that's Catherine McCullough. She was the foundress of the Sisters of Mercy, and she loved tea. She was Irish. And part of the welcoming of her congregation was she always welcomed newcomers with a big, big cup of hot Irish tea and some scones. But that isn't really the intriguing part of that. Her spirituality, her community was focused on spirituality, on community, on service, on social justice. And the Sisters of Mercy continue that legacy in her honor. But as she walked the Harrisburg Diocese, she realized that the poor were often immigrants. And this is a very timely topic as well. And she went out and tried to figure out what do the immigrants need the most. And part of the journey was, now we're going back to the 1920s, so way before me, women, Irish immigrants would come, not married, would come from Ireland looking for an employment. And back then it was not socially acceptable for a woman to live alone. Okay, so she opened, with her sisters, opened boarding houses. And there was a boarding house on 2nd Street, which later, after the sisters sold it, it was later bought by Bishop McDevitt High School, okay? And it was made for a faculty house. And that's where I resided for 10 years. Okay, let's go back to the Sisters of Mercy, though. That boarding house housed Irish immigrants, women who were single, who worked in the state capitol. And there was a place which they could go that was safe. Another part of those that building was also a homeless house for the homeless. The men would come off the streets and they would sleep in the basement of one of the two. There were two buildings attached. The basement of one of the buildings. She realized that immigrants needed jobs, so she and the sisters opened an employment agency and gave these immigrants a skill set that they would be employable. And actually people in the area searched out these immigrants who had the job skills that was taught by the Sisters of Mercy. Like, wow, social justice. She was all about helping one person at a time, giving the needs to that one person. How can I help you? What would you like? And it was never a hand out, it was always a hand up. She began the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and several of our parishes and our dioceses have that as well. Incredible legacy. She began orphanages. Again, all social justice with a love of the immigrant, because she understood. She was Irish herself. She understood how sometimes when you begin something new, you do need help. Okay? The rainbow, and I had a class one time in which there were 42 kids and they were all chiefs and no Indians. And I used the rainbow as a symbol of working together, a symbol of unity, because when you each color work together, come together, you get white light. And where there's white light, there's life. If you take the white light out of planet Earth, death would reign. So it's a great symbol for unity and the giftedness of one another. And Catherine McCullough was a great advocate of that, especially among the poor and especially among immigrants.
You're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist, and I'm Sister Geraldine.